الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين ولقد خلقنا الإنسان ونعلم ما توسوس به نفسه ونحن أقرب إليه من حبل الوريد إذ يتلقى المتلقيان عن اليمين وعن الشمال قعيد ما يلفظ من قول إلا لديه رقيب عتيد وجاءت سكرة الموت بالحق ذلك ما كنت منه تحيد ونفخ في الصور ذلك يوم الوعيد وجاءت كل نفس معها سائق وشهيد لقد كنت في غفلة من هذا فكشفنا عنك غطاءك فبصرك اليوم حديد وقال قرينه هذا ما لدي عتيد ألقيا في جهنم كل كفار عنيد مناع للخير معتد مريب الذي جعل مع الله إلها آخر فألقياه في العذاب الشديد قال قرينه ربنا ما أطغيته ولكن كان في ضلال بعيد قال لا تختصموا لدي وقد قدمت إليكم بالوعيد ما يبدل القول لدي وما أنا بظلام للعبيد يوم نقول لجهنم هل امتلأت وتقول هل من مزيد وأزلفت الجنة للمتقين غير بعيد هذا ما توعدون لكل أواب حفيظ من خشي الرحمن بالغيب وجاء بقلب منيب ادخلوها بسلام ذلك يوم الخلود لهم ما يشاءون فيها ولدينا مزيد الله سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين هل أتاك حديث الغاشية وجوه يومئذ خاشعة عاملة ناصبة تصلى نارا حامية تسقى من عين آنية ليس لهم طعام إلا من ضريع لا يسمن ولا يغني من جوع وجوه يومئذ ناعمة لسعيها راضية في جنة عالية لا تسمع فيها لاغية فيها عين جارية فيها سرر مرفوعة وأكواب موضوعة ونمارق مصفوفة وزرابي مبثوثة أفلا ينظرون إلى الإبل كيف خلقت وإلى السماء كيف رفعت وإلى الجبال كيف نصبت وإلى الأرض كيف سطحت فذكر إنما أنت مذكر لست عليهم بمسيطر إلا من تولى وكفر فيعذبه الله العذاب الأكبر إن إلينا إيابهم ثم إن علينا حسابهم الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الإسلام دينا وسيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم رسوله ونبيه. اللهم بك أصبحنا وبك أمسينا وبك نحيا وبك نموت ولك الحمد ولك الشكر وإليك النشور. أصبحنا وأصبح الملك لله رب العالمين لا شريك له. اللهم ما أصبح بنا من نعمة أو بأحد من خلقك فمنك وحدك لا شريك لك. اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من زوال نعمتك وتحول عافيتك وفجاءة نقمتك وجميع سخطك يا رب العالمين. اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين. اللهم عز الإسلام والمسلمين. اللهم انصر إخواننا المستضعفين المظلومين في كل مكان يا رب العالمين. اللهم إنا نجعلك في نحورهم ونعوذ بك من شرورهم. الله خير الحافظ وارحم الراحمين. صلى الله على النبي الكريم وعلى اله واصحابه اجمعين. سبحان ربك رب العزه عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله. Today we start a new chapter, Babu Fadli Qiyam al-Layl, the chapter on the virtue of spending the night in worship, of waking up for Tahajjud Salat, taking out some time to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the midst of the night. This is a very, very great time. This is the time that the lovers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they take the most amount of pleasure in communication, in munajat, talking to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It says, know that this night now is specifically for those people that want to talk to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They have separated themselves, secluded themselves from everybody else, and now only want to talk to the beloved Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it is such that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made it such that most other people, most other activities, most other things at this part of the night are all quiet. The time between the time that is ideal for tahajjud salat, you'll find wherever you go in the world around this time, it is very quiet, things are very, very still. Now is a very ideal time for a person to take out to perform tahajjud, to spend some time communicating with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and at the same time getting his needs fulfilled. Hazrat Maulana Muhammad Ilyas Rahmatullah Ali once was told that Hazrat, that there is a very, very dangerous, there is a very problematic situation that is arising, and it is from the side of the government. So he had asked them that when is this problem arising. So they told him that tomorrow we anticipate that this problem is going to arise. So he answered to them in such a nice manner. He said, between now and tomorrow we still got the night. Between now and tomorrow we still got the night. There is no need to get excited. There is no need to get worried. Because whatever issues we have, we got the night to solve it with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We got the night to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So in other words, we've got such a great opportunity to get what we need fulfilled. What is the need for us to be concerned and worried? So Imam Nawawi rahmatullah alayhi starts this chapter with bringing few ayat of the Quran showing the importance of tahajjud. Just a little bit history of tahajjud. That before the five times daily salah became faraz, tahajjud salah was faraz. Even before the five times salah, tahajjud salah was faraz. For approximately one riwayat comes 8 to 9 months. Another riwayat comes for about a year. So say for about 1 year, tahajjud salat was faraz of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the ummah. And in the time of Mi'raj, when the five times daily salah became faraz, now tahajjud was no longer faraz. Or if there is a discussion whether it remained after the five times daily salah became faraz, did it remain, did tahajjud remain faraz upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam or not? Upon the ummah, it was no longer faraz. But did it remain faraz upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam or not? The preferred view is that upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, tahajjud didn't remain faraz. But he took it upon himself to give it such importance that he would not miss out. Therefore, ulama say that after the most virtuous salah, after the Farz salah and the Rawatib, those salah that we, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave emphasis and importance to, Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam gave it emphasis to Tahajjud salah. That if there was a more afzal salah after Farz salah, it would have been Tahajjud, or it would be Tahajjud salah. So much of emphasis Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had given the salah. It comes in the riwayat that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would stand up so long at night that his feet would swell. Now, for a person's feet to swell, it can tell you how long he needs to stand. Only when a person stands for very, very long periods on one spot, will his feet start swelling. It shows you how much emphasis Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had given to the Tahajjud Salat. قال الله تعالى الله سبحانه وتعالى mentioned in the Quran, وَمِنَ اللَّيْلِ فَتَهَجَّدْ بِهِ نَافِلَةً لَكْ عَسَىٰ يَبْعَثَكَ رَبُّكَ مَقَامًا مَحْمُودًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, in a portion of the night perform salah that is an extra for you. Soon your sustainer will accord you the maqam mahmud. Talking to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you this maqam mahmud, that special position that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has promised you. We normally make this dua after azan. As we mentioned that this, it is our good fortune that we are getting an opportunity to make dua for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whereas his maqam and status in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not require us to make dua for him, but it is actually our good fortune that we are given an opportunity to make the special dua for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for this high and lofty stage, this maqam of Mahmud. Yeah, and the ayah says, وَمِنَ اللَّيْلِ فَالتَّهَجَّدْ. This word tahajjud actually comes out from the Arabic word juhud. And this juhud, what it means, it's one of those words that has two opposite meanings. One meaning means to sleep, and one meaning means to wake up. So ulama explained that the asal tahajjud, although a person can read tahajjud from after Isha Salah, whatever nafil now he reads would be counted as tahajjud right up to Subah Sadiq. But the good thing to do is to sleep first and then wake up for tahajjud. Not to say that he can't finish his tahajjud before he sleeps everything. Doesn't need to wake up, but ulama tell us and advise us that before you sleep, read some tahajjud salah also. So in case you don't wake up at night, you know you've read some tahajjud salah, you finished tahajjud salah for the night. But the asal is to sleep, as this word juhud has the meaning of sleeping and then waking up. Means utna, to wake up, to struggle and wake up from your sleep. This is what is meant by tahajjud. And now you take out some time for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yesterday also we explained that how effective it is to bring the nafs under control. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned, Inna nashiyat al-layl hiya ashaddu wat'a wa qamuqila. That this is very, very effective, very powerful in getting this nafs under control. وَقَالَ تَعَالَى تَتَجَافَى جُنُوبُهُمْ عَنِ الْمَضَاجِعِ. The next two ayats are praising those people that have got this quality of abdiyat in them, that have got this quality of servitude in them. One of the special traits and qualities of those people that have got the servitude in them is tatajafa junubuhum anil madaji'i. Their sides part from their beds. And then they make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in fear and hope. And they spend from what we have provided for them. So these people, that they separate their sides from their beds. They are not clinging to their beds. They are not holding on to their beds at this special time. They are separating their sides from their beds, the right hand side, or if a person is sleeping on the left hand side, he is separating that from the bed. وَقَالَ تَعَالَىٰ كَانُوا قَلِيلًا مِنَ اللَّيْلِ مَا يَهْجَعُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that little was it that they slept at night. During the closing parts of the night, they would be seeking forgiveness. The people have got this abdiyat and servitude in them, that little was it that they slept at night. During the last parts of the night, they would be seeking forgiveness. وَبِلْ أَسْحَارِهُمْ يَسْتَغْفِرُونَ. Ashar is the time of sihri. What the pious people would do is at this time now they're making istighfar. So something, if a person wants to know, then what zikr should he make at the time of sihri? We learn from here that a good zikr to make at the time of sihri is istighfar. Asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for forgiveness. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq of bringing this tahajjud in our life. This is something that is important. Very fortunate is that person who has got a habit of it. And as I mentioned, those people that has got this habit in their lives, it is something that is very, very difficult to leave. It It is something that is very treasured, it is something that is very beloved. And one method of getting it is always trying to sleep early. Cut out all the extra commitments and appointments. And when a person gets in the habit of sleeping early, then it becomes easy for him now to wake up for Tahajjud Salat. And then he is eagerly anticipating and looking forward to those moments when he can talk directly to his Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.